this October 10th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Deputy Chairman Jeff Olson. I will be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Goins is absent. Juarez?
Here.
Markham?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
Gothman?
Here.
And Harker is absent.
May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the September 12, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved. Second.
Are there any questions or amendments to the meeting minutes? Seeing as there are not, may I have a motion to approve the minutes of the September 12, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting as presented?
So moved.
I did that twice. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Juarez?
Present.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gothman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Are there any citizen comments from the public tonight regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? Is our only citizen left? I think not. Seeing there are no comments from the public, we will move on to the next item on the agenda, the public hearings. There are two public hearings scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. While there are two public hearings on tonight's agenda, a petitioner, GRNE Solar, has not notified the surrounding property owners of the scheduled hearing for tonight for item PZC 2018-07. Therefore, the public hearing for PZC 2018-07 will not be open for discussion and testimony will not be taken at tonight's meeting. Due to the absence of required notification to property owners within 500 feet of the subject property, may I have a motion, please, to move the public hearing scheduled for PZC 2018-07 from the October 10th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to the November 14th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at the same time and place as the originally planned hearing.
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gothman?
Yes.
And Juarez?
Yes.
The public hearing for PZC 2018-07 has been moved to the November 14th, 2018 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. There is now one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or against the request or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly one at a time and state your name and who you represent, if anyone at all. You are also asked to sign in at the podium or complete and file when you come to the podium your request to give testimony form. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public, please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. As there are no people, we will not be doing that. Do I need to go through the order of testimony if there's no one here to give testimony? May I have a motion to open public hearing on petition number PZC 2018-17?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gothman?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
And Markham?
Yes.
How do we handle this next part if you guys are essentially...
I'm the petitioner, so I can go ahead and explain this to everyone.
Please.
All right, so this is a petition for PZC 2018-17. It's a staff request to text amendment to our zoning ordinance, Chapter 20 Signs. This comes out of a decision made in March of this year, the Heritage Sign on 129 Commercial Drive. Staff has been interpreting our measurements along building mounted signage one way. The petitioner felt it was not clear in our writings in the zoning ordinance how we interpreted our measurement. At the end of that meeting, we decided that the petitioner could keep their sign on, that staff would rewrite and clarify what we have as the intention for the language within the zoning ordinance. The memo submitted in the packet goes over the need for the clarification. There's many newer buildings that have architectural features, expression lines, and a lot of different depths, so it's very difficult to tell what becomes a separate wall and what's, you know, defined as an architectural feature or a column. There was a couple graphics there that show kind of the intent of the sign ordinance to have things somewhat centered or still offer a lot of options, but make sure that things aren't right up against the edge or right up, you know, on top, nearly on top of the roof. Staff conducted research on how many of our neighbors handle this kind of thing. Montgomery, Aurora, Oswego, Plainfield, Naperville, Sugar Grove. That's more in detail in there on how each one of them handles it. To summarize, many of the communities around us handle building mounted signage like we do as a percentage of linear footage of a front. Not many of them, though, other than Sugar Grove, really comes down to what's a facade and what's a wall. So we kind of had to use APA references, some of their language, and just some of our own inner workings, common sense on what we should propose. So actually moving on to the actual language we're trying to change, I'll go over very quickly. There are several different sections within the code that need changing. The first being the general provisions, which is 1020-6. This goes over now what's a wall and what's a facade. For the most important part, you know, we consider it now that anything jutting out at depth more than 4 feet will now be considered a wall, as long as it's facing that same property line. Anything less will just be considered an architectural feature or not a separate wall. It would be still the same plane. We got to that conclusion just on basis on 4 feet would be about the maximum opening for a new door. So if you have a jutted out and the door can come in the side, kind of makes sense that those are now separate walls. We also added a little language in there in terms of angles. While, you know, not every building has a 90-degree angle where these two walls meet, anything less than 135 degrees will be considered two walls. Anything greater than 135 degrees will be considered one continuous. That language is confusing, so there are many photos and graphics in here that we designed to hopefully really articulate what we mean by that. So these were all added to kind of show the different ways things will get measured. And then, just to clarify more so, in 20-9 and 20-10, we're changing some of the language to get rid of facade, and we'll talk about exterior walls, because a facade can have more than one exterior wall now. Additionally, we had a provision to keep that your sign must be 1 foot from either the vertical or horizontal edge of the building or wall.
We kept that, you said?
So we added that because technically in our language we have a you can't go 75% more than the width, but you could then pull that all the way to the edge of the building, which is kind of against what we, the whole point of that 75% was to keep things off the edges. This way, by saying this, now you know you can't go right up to the edge. And that was just pretty much changed for the business zonings and for the manufacturing districts. Also, language was added about not being able to transfer sign area between the two walls.
Okay, that's the part I need clarification on. If I may interrupt now, that's the part I want clarification on.
Sure.
The business cannot transfer sign area between its adjoining exterior walls. I'm not sure what you're trying
so
to say.
So let's say there's a facade on the front, but there's two exterior walls because one is set back, one's set over 10 feet. You can't say, oh, I'm allowed 100 square feet of sign on each wall, or on one wall you're allowed 50 square feet, on the other one you're allowed 30 square feet, right? You can't take calculations from this wall and switch it out to the smaller wall. Because on the facade, you would technically just add all that up, put it on wherever you want. Now that we're doing separate exterior walls, If you have two wants, each wall has its own measurement. You can't take from the larger just so you can have a larger sign on the smaller wall.
I have a question with this example here. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's taken out more than
75%.
I don't know what page
it's on. So all the stuff that says potential sign area,
yeah.
A lot larger than 75%, it's just to show that these are the areas, places that you can put a sign.
So it would be able to.
Correct.
Because that's really.
Same with all of them, same on example two, like that would be way too much signage.
And that's one down the side too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right, but if you had a very small sign that wasn't 75%, it could go anywhere in that area. Yes, any other questions? I was just going to say, this is our staff recommendation on it, and any other questions or concerns or anything you want to add?
I see you're
going to
put time limit on the ones that are exceeding the revision.
Amortization is 5 years for the ones that are not performing.
And what if somebody came to us and said, well, you let this person there?
It's the same as we answered when they came in and said, hey, this business has it. And it's one of those things that we just say, hey, we notice that it's under amortization for 5 years, and we'll be notified that they will.
The heritage sign
will
not have
because
that
came to
because,
us.
In essence, you grant them the approval of the sign. So they appealed our denial, and they came before this body, and this body allowed them to put the sign. So they are not amateurized. They are allowed to keep their sign. Anyone else, a couple of examples that we presented. Unless they come and ask for a relief, but in that instance, they would then have to seek a variance because that was an interpretation that this was now clearly.
Yeah, I don't like when things look cluttered. It doesn't appeal on the street.
And to go back to your question, Don, about the two walls, a good example would be example number two. Is that the depth is less than 4 feet, so that's one continuous wall.
Correct.
Had the depth been greater than 4 feet, they can't say, I've got 100 linear feet, so I have 75 square feet. I want to put it all on this facade on this side.
Okay.
They would have to split that between
the two. So you have 6 foot tall.
Correct. Right. No. They would have to split that between the two.
How does that look aesthetically?
Well,
yeah,
would I split a sign?
Well, you wouldn't split the sign.
No, you wouldn't split. What she was saying is, example two, since that, depth along that lot line is less than 4 feet, that's considered one side, one exterior wall, and which is how petitioner was kind of explaining everything, saying, oh, even if there's a huge depth, it's one wall. So what we're saying is, for that purpose, for example two, that measurement for your exterior wall is, let's say, 100 feet, and you get 1 square foot for every foot, then you get 100 square feet of signage. And it still has to conform. It can't be 75% width of the entire wall. You still have to be 1 foot.
Exactly.
Very
good. Very
simple. So, to your question, they wouldn't split a sign. What they would do is they would make the sign conform to the size of the facade that they were putting it on. So instead of getting a very large sign, they would have a very scaled down sign to fit the sign.
Are these the examples that are going to go in the book?
No, these aren't going to go in the book. Or are the examples aren't going in the book?
I was hoping to have five until
people see.
It just looks so big in the front.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's assuming no windows. Unless it's going to be a strip club or something.
Right.
It's going to be windows.
Right. I could add windows and make it look smaller.
Yeah, that would look horrible.
That's why I labeled everything potential sign area.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to say, because it's it's a graph and there's measurements on it. It's not an exact science. It was just a potential sign area.
Because this one goes to the roof line.
When you put these in the book, put not to scale there.
Right. Or we could add some window
features. Yeah, add window features or something to make it look a little bit better.
The drawing really helped me understand it because I started reading the description and I was lost, and then the drawings helped a lot.
I mean, people are more visual.
And kind of going back to your aesthetically, page two, that memo kind of shows the difference between what we're going for versus what's kind of right now. Two on the memo. The bottom page two kind of shows allowable signage. How we kind of interpret it to show things in a sense. Yes, that's what we were trying to get to that.
Yeah, and I guess
then the one on the bottom
this
is kind of
the way there are your examples.
I will change the example to make
this
sure.
This is the broken line on the
okay. Yeah.
Just to be helpful.
I'll add some architectural features on the bottom so it doesn't look so large. Any other questions or
questions? I can read this.
No.
Yeah,
we do. Because we didn't have to publish.
Since all public testimony regarding this petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony in this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Gachman?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes. All right. Are there any...
You just closed it.
Oh, shoot.
Now you can discuss it amongst yourselves.
I might have anything more to discuss.
Good.
Debbie, you got anything else?
No, it's just what I talked about in the public hearing and my concerns. I was still going to tighten things up and make some clear.
So are you, is the committee comfortable with this moving forward with the city council, or would you like to see it revised?
I think as long as you address Debbie's concerns with some more graphics on the front of the building to kind of differentiate the difference between proposed areas and windows, the metal, as long as...
It's just confusing.
Yeah, as long as it's clearer so that the average layman walking in the door can figure it out, that's fine. That'd be okay with me.
You stick a window in there, then you got an architectural feature that you can't get so close to it, so it's going to be...
So this is
not going to look as hideous.
Right, we'll make the areas a little bit smaller, a little bit
which is
like right. 3 and 4.
Like number 3.
I particularly like Jason's Spartan style. I don't know about you guys, but I have no other comment. Anybody else have anything else? I have a motion, please, to which will be right here.
To approve PZC 2018-17.
Can I have a motion, please, to approve PZC 2018-17, United City of Yorkville, Carroll County, Illinois. Read the rest of this, I think, right?
Yes.
Petitioner is proposing a text amendment for consideration of updates to Chapter 20 signs of the United City of Yorkville zoning ordinance. The update to the text includes establishing and defining an exterior business wall that is allowed a wall sign and where that wall sign may be located, but does not change the overall allowable size of the wall sign on an exterior wall.
There should be a motion, proposed motion.
Okay.
In consideration of testimony presented during public hearing on October 10, 2018, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council of a request to amend the United City of Yorkville zoning ordinance as presented by staff in a memorandum dated October 3, 2018, and further subject to changes in drawing.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gottman?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
And Markham?
Yes.
Moving on. We can move to old business now. Are there any items under old business for discussion? Don't see any. New business. Do any of the Planning and Zoning Commission members have any? No, not doing that.
No, we're going to do additional business, the in your packet, the 2019 Planning and Zoning Commission schedule was attached. Just wanted to have a discussion or if there were any dates, changes,
conflicts. Where's that at here?
The very last page.
Same day of time, same day of channel?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess.
Good with the schedule?
Yeah. Okay. Anybody have any issues with the schedule?
And as an update, PZC 2018-16, the flight team special use request was approved by City Council. This is an update of what happened last time.
The neat TVs. Just, well,
they have submitted for the building permit, and they should be starting construction soon. And
it's supposed to be October 1. Let's go.
That building is going to be a multi-tenant building, so there's another food user that's going to go there as well. So, a lot of things happening.
Good.
I
have a question. Mm-hmm. Was there two... motions for amendment on the signage?
No, that was the packet from the previous month in there.
Right, request. From the original, from the zoning ordinance appeal.
Okay.
PZC 2018-12. I already had it for background information on in case anyone forgot.
Okay.
What happened?
Seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.